Well, it happens every day, you know.
Incredible, isn't it?
It's really ridiculous, yes. I had to fight my way through them.
What about these scenes outside here today? It's amazing, isn't it, really?
Well, I think they've all heard that one of my favourite stars is coming on the show. Is it true, David?
It's absolutely
right. Hopalong Cassidy, isn't it?
It's absolutely right.
Is he bringing Trigger with him?
Let's see if they're all listening outside. Are you ready for David Cassidy, girls?
Ah!
They're all waving like mad.
I'm listening.
Are you ready for Dave Lee Travis?
No.
Goodness, I think some of them are just throwing themselves off the parapet. Great. Dave, it's great to talk to you. Don't forget, folks, the Dave Lee Travis show coming on at 11 o'clock, but in a couple of minutes' time, we are going to be talking to your actual David Cassidy, would you believe? Millions of people here as well. David Cassidy has arrived with a tremendous entourage and batteries of photographers and everything. I think my bottle's gone. Cassidy, he's right here in the studio, and we're going to be talking to him in a couple of minutes' time. But right now, we've got some birthday greetings.
Now, from Diddy David Hamilton, a super sound for summer.
Lots of fun on Radio 1. The time, 7 minutes past 10, and I'll tell you what, I'm not going to keep you in suspenders any longer. Here he is, David Cassidy. Good morning, David.
Good morning to all the lovely ladies.
Ah, and they're all shouting and screaming outside.
Fantastic.
If it wasn't for the fact that this is a soundproof studio, we'd all be able to hear it at home. Actually, how do you put up with it all the time? It must be tremendous pressures for you.
It is, but I must say, they're really fantastic. They really are.
You arrived here last night, and I believe there were fantastic scenes at London Airport as well, right?
I must be honest with you. I didn't have an opportunity to see them because the police wouldn't allow me to go out and see them because they didn't have enough folks to keep it totally in control. But I must apologize. I understand they made some announcements or something that I was going to be there. And there were lots and lots of people, and I saw a few through the window when I was walking past before I got to customs.
Yeah.
But I didn't have an opportunity to see them. So hi.
And they're all waving again. Anyway, while you're here, what are you doing? How long are you here for, and what exactly are you getting out to?
I'm here for about 5 days,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be going to Holland, and I'm going to be going to Germany. I think on Friday to do a little promotion on some things, on some of the records, and I'm going to be doing Top of the Pops, I think, tonight.
That's great, yeah, and we'll see you on that effect tomorrow night.
Yeah, right. It'll be on tomorrow night, and I'm running around and taking care of meeting lots of folks, and it's fun, you know. I've been here for about 6 or 8 months, and it was great the last time I was here, too.
In between all this, do you actually manage to get to sleep at all?
occasionally, you know. I flew in yesterday, and we had just been on the road for about 5 days in the States, and I just done 2 shows in Ohio at the Ohio State Fair, and we've done over in New Jersey, and we're in Toronto, and I must say I'm a little under the weather now, but you know, I'm really, really glad to be here.
Well, we've got a little competition on the show, as you may have heard.
I've heard, yes.
We're going to give away 3 Partridge Family LPs, the brand new LP, which I believe comes out later this week, and we've invited our listeners to write in and put questions to you, and as you've seen in the corner of the studio, we have literally thousands of different questions, and they range from what brand of toothpaste do you use, to where do you get your hats?
Yeah.
But we've picked out 3 best ones, we think are the best ones anyway. They'll win the LP, and in a couple of minutes' time, you're going to talk to them on the phone.
Fantastic, I can't wait.
Right, here's one of your first records. It was a real biggie in this country.
First one.
David Cassidy. Well, now we're going to come on, David, to our first phone call. Oh. And in fact, I've got a fabulous card here for you. It's a huge card.
It's really terrific.
With a big effluent on the front of it. And there's a photograph of a young lady. And I must say, she's very dolly, isn't
lovely,
she?
Lovely. Lovely lady, yeah.
How are your friends as dolly as that?
Well, listen, I must say, coming over here,
Come on.
I'm going to say.
Very profound coming up.
I'm going to say.
Listen, I want to know the secret of your success, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on. I think we wanted to talk to the young lady right now, and I do believe that her name is Carol Steele,
right.
And she lives in Gloucestershire. Are you there, Carol?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, we've got David in the studio here. Would you like to put your question to him?
Morning. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
How are
you?
Oh, I'm just terrific. I want to thank you for the card. It's really lovely.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Oh, yeah, I really do.
Carol, what's the question for me?
Well, I want to know, how were you picked for the Partridge Family?
How was I picked?
Yeah.
I was acting on a lot of dramatic shows, and I went up for an interview on the pilot. They make pilots first before the show is sold. Like any other job, you know, that I'd been doing on television. And I went back for about four or five readings, and I finally made a screen test. It got down to like two people, and they screen tested the two of us, and they showed it to the network, and I won. So we made the pilot, and it sold, and here I am. And there you are.
Would you like to go into musicals, films, you know, or dramatic films?
That's two questions, but we'll let you get away with that.
That's all right. Yeah. Would I like to go into musical? I kind of like doing what I'm doing, you know. I'd sort of like to go into some, I think, more serious things, you know, as far as an actor. But, you know, singing has been fantastic. I've been really fortunate that I could actually do both on the television show and also, you know, on records and so forth. So I'm complete at this moment. You know, I never know what tomorrow's going to be.
I'm going to butt in here and prize you two apart. Carol, thank you very much indeed for your two questions.
Thank you.
And we'll be sending you a Partridge Family LP.
Right, lovely.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye.
We've got two more phone calls coming up, so we've got to move along. And we're going to move along, in fact, with a record by David Bowie. David Bowie there, and John, I'm Only Dancing, and we're coming back to David Cassidy with the time at 17 minutes past 10. We've got our second caller on the line, and it's Gillian Duckett, who lives at Bathgate in West Lothian, in Bonnie, Scotland. Hello, Gillian.
Hello?
Are you there? Now, I've got David sitting opposite me, so would you like to put your question to him?
Just a minute, I can't hear anything through the phone.
Oh, dear. We'll try again. Can you put your question to David Cassidy?
That's it.
Yeah?
Hi, Jelaine.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you.
Oh, good.
What I would like to know, David, is what are your plans for the future, and is there any possibility of you doing concerts in Britain, especially in Edinburgh or Glasgow?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm really over here kind of to coordinate the whole thing. I was contemplating doing one here now on this trip about a month ago, but I couldn't organize and also have to go back to work on the States. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back over here probably in very early spring, and I'll probably do a major like of the whole continent, you know, and do some concerts and do you know, lots of appearances and stuff. And I'm sure I'll come to Scotland, and I'd love to.
We would love to have you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Gillian, thank you very much indeed for your question.
Could I do a dedication, please?
Make it a quickie.
Mm-hmm. Well, for my mum and dad,
yeah.
Carol and Daphne, and Papa Bill and James, my grandma and grandpa, Susan, Thomasina, who's listening in the living room here.
Yeah.
Jean and everyone who's listening at
Bathgate
Academy.
Has she got a lovely Scottish voice?
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's a fabulous voice you've got. It's really enthralling.
I'm definitely staying.
Julian, we'll send you the LP. David says he's staying in Britain. I did say Britain, not England.
Nobody can come up to Bathgate anytime.
Thank you. That's a welcome in the hillsides up there, is it? Thank you very much, Julian. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
See you.
We're going to have me to do now, and then our third call to David Cassidy. Now, I'm just looking for a word from the control room that we have our third caller, and indeed we do. And let's see who we're going to talk to this time. We're going to talk to Angela Case, who lives at Sticklebath. Hey, that's a pretty good name. Barnstaple. Are you there, Angela?
Yes.
Good morning to you, and would you like to say good morning to David?
Yes, please.
Great. And what's the question you'd like to ask him?
Morning.
Good morning. What has been your greatest thrill during your show business career?
Thrill? Well, I must say I've been fortunate enough to have quite a few. I don't know if I could really pinpoint one, you know. I think perhaps in March when I came back from here, from London, I played Madison Square Garden, and I would have to say walking out on stage there was one of them. There have been many for me, and I must say I've been fortunate, and hopefully they'll continue.
Actually, Angela put four questions on her letter, and another one there which you put here was, what's the favourite song that you've ever recorded? Can you answer that one, David?
Yeah, however, you've never heard it, because it hasn't been released here. My favorite song I think I've ever recorded that you might have heard is my new one that's coming out here, How Can I Be Sure?
Yes, I have heard it.
Have you?
Yes.
It's funny you should say that, actually, because we're going to play that in the record.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyway, Angela, thank you very much for talking to us as well. Got to move along because we're coming up towards the news time.
Okay.
But say goodbye to David.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Nice talking with you.
You can blow him a big kiss on the radio if you want. Okay. I will imagine that. Thanks, Angela. Bye. See you. Well, David, thank you very much indeed for being our guest this morning. I don't know how we're going to get you out of the building in one piece.
Well, we'll be all right. I mean, these ladies are controlled.
I think there is a secret tunnel under the BBC.
Okay.
And we'll let you know about that. We'll let you get out that
way. All right. Fantastic.
Anyway, David, have a very enjoyable trip.
Thanks so
much. I
think
the most interesting thing that's come out of our little chat this morning is that you are going to do some dates over here in the spring.
I am, yeah. And I'm really looking forward to doing that.
Well, I'm sure the public are looking forward to that very much indeed.
Well, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
See you.
Bye. Whatever I going to sneak, somebody just kicked me in the chair, we're now going to sneak David out of our secret tunnel here at the BBC, and I would say that in about